Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go.
Here it is.
Mike's on. He's ready to go on the Fan. New York Sports Radio. Mike's on. Mike's on. He'll get you to sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM. WFAN.
Oh, 50 whatever on the Fan. 503. Beningo and Roberts filling in once again for Mike. 877-337-6666. Is the phone number. We hit about 6:30 or so. Steve Summers will come your way. Yankee baseball after that. Game three of their four-game series with the White Sox in Chicago. Matt Casey, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. The big story today, of course, Phil Jackson. Mercifully, thank you, Jim Dolan. Fired by Jim Dolan. And joining us right now, our good buddy, does a great job for Newsday, covering the woe be gone, but maybe things are getting better now. New York Knicks, Al Iannazzone. Al, this is as close as we've gotten to an NBA title in many years. You know what I'm saying, Al?
This is a good day for you guys.
This is a happy day. Happy day, Al.
You guys sound like a boys band from about 20 years ago. You should think about putting out an album.
Yeah, you know, we were considering that. You know, we are multifaceted here, Al. You know what I'm saying?
Al,
I hear you.
You're a very good writer. You're a very talented writer. How much money would it cost you to sell your soul the way Charlie Rosen has?
Oh, my God. Did you see that, Al?
Yeah, I've had a bunch of people tell me about it, so I just went and read it about 10 minutes ago, and then I saw your tweet, Evan. It is pretty amazing how he buries Carmelo and buries Porzingis and, of course, buries the media. But Phil did nothing wrong. I mean, we have to really, you know, touch on all of that because Phil is not the only one to blame here, but I put a lot of the blame on his shoulders. I mean, he was supposed to come in here and change the direction of the franchise, bring stability, bring a winning culture. It's been worse than it was before he got here.
Yeah, but
that's why he's not here.
Well, why do you hate Phil, and why did you have such a bias against him?
I never hated Phil, and you know everybody gets that. You know the media hates that he doesn't. If he doesn't talk to us, he doesn't talk to us. What, you know, there's nothing we can do about that. But he should talk to the fans. I've always said that. You know, he should talk about and whoever's in charge. You know, when I covered the Nets, Rod Thorn, Ed Stefanski, Billy King, those guys were tremendous about going out and speaking to the fans, letting them know what their plans were. Now, of course, they couldn't tell you the truth all the time, but at least you had an idea of what direction they're going. You know, Phil, whenever he talked to us, 9 times out of 10, if he talked to us 10 times, he got angry because people were questioning his moves or questioning the triangle, and that doesn't make sense. I mean, you want to build a relationship, especially with your fans, and I think he failed at that as well.
Al, what was the final straw for Dolan dumping him?
Well, I think it was a bunch of things. I think everything that's happened since April really has led to this. And we talk about the Porzingis situation. Now, I don't think he was ever really going to trade him. But, you know, that and everything with Carmelo Anthony. I mean, you know, these buyout talks came out. And let's think about it. Carmelo is due $54 million over 2 years. Phil is due $24 million over 2 years. Which makes more sense? You know,
no, I understand. Right.
You know, I think that was a big part of it. I think, you know, Phil was in favor of probably in favor of just letting Carmelo walk because, you know, he made it clear, Joe and Evan, you guys know this. He made it clear that he would do anything to get Carmelo out of here, which, again, he's the president of the team or he was. He can do whatever he wants from that standpoint. But the way he made it so public, it was terrible, and I think it hurt the franchise in terms of, you know, attracting free agents or players wanting to play here. I think that led to it, too, 3 days before the start of free agency. I mean, there's so many whispers around the league. Nobody wants to play for the Knicks because of the way they treat their two best players.
Yeah. What is the process now as far as firing and hiring a new team president? I mean, Sarri Ujiri is a guy that's out there, and I can understand why, since he ripped the Knicks off twice, so I get the appeal. But how long is this process going to take to find the next chief executive, if you will, of the New York Knicks?
Yeah, it could take a while. And when you mention, you know, Masai Ujiri, and obviously he's a well-respected guy around the league, and for the most part, except when he's, you know, cursing about the Nets before playoff games, he doesn't bring any drama. And I think the Knicks need that. They need, you know, again, they need stability. They've won one playoff series since 2000. They've won one playoff series. They need stability, and he's a guy who can provide that. You know, he helped build a couple of teams, but he just signed a 5-year, you know, $30-something million extension last year. So you're talking compensation now, and I find it funny that the Knicks would be giving up draft picks, considering that's why they stopped wanting to deal with Ujiri, because he was always taking draft picks from them.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, I mean, you're going to hear other names. I think David Griffin
is a good
name out there too, because, you know, look what he did. I know LeBron is the de facto GM, but David Griffin, you know, put that team together, and he's a free agent. I don't know if he'll cost you anything at this point. He's not under contract, so. You know, he's a guy you could look into, and then let's all start the rumors that, you know, LeBron will be a Knick next summer. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's just this is the way it is right now. And the only bizarre thing, like I was surprised that Chris Paul was traded. I was not surprised that Phil Jackson is no longer president of the Knicks. I mean, just too many things have happened. And again, what direction is the franchise headed when he's alienated his two best players and he promotes an offense that nobody wants to play?
Yeah, no. And I'll tell you, I don't know, Al, what Frank, whatever his name, how do you say his name? Attila Keena?
Neil Akina. The T is silent. Neil Akina.
Frank Neil Akina. I don't know what he's going to be. And hopefully he's going to be a tremendous player. But I was so turned off. All I heard, the reason that I was adverse to him, and again, I'm not now. I mean, I don't know where he's going to be. I wanted Malik Monk, but who knows?
Right.
You know, I don't know what Attila Keena is going to be. I have no idea. But all I heard about, he fits the triangle. He fits the triangle. He fits the triangle. Well, with that, I don't want the guy. That's all I hear, the triangle, triangle, triangle. I mean, enough. I mean, thank God this guy has gone. Thank God. I'm telling you, I've had my problems with Jim Dolan. Jim Dolan today, I am so
love him.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not writing about the triangle anymore, because I think that's, you know, the fans don't want to read about that.
Enough.
That's boring, and, you know, we've talked about it before, and you've talked about it with us. It doesn't work. Not with the players they have, you know, and it hasn't worked if not for Michael, Scotty, Shaq, and Kobe.
Yep.
Now, you know, this Frank, who we haven't seen yet, today was the first summer league practice, but by the time we were...
By the way, did they win their championship in France there or whatever?
No, they lost in game five.
Did he play well?
I think he had 9 points, and I think he was a +3 in the game, if you care about those plus minus things.
All right.
But I'll give you this, because I know you'll care about this. We were let into practice at the end of, first summer league practice here in Orlando, and Frank Neil Akina was on the bench with ice on his knee, and he seemed to be walking gingerly when he left, but we didn't get to talk to him. The Knicks didn't make him available, and
lovely.
Jeff Hornacek only spoke for a minute, and he wouldn't take any questions. So, you know, we'll find out more about him tomorrow when they have the next practice. But, you know, one of the things that Neil Akina said, or he said it a couple times when the Knicks drafted him, he can't wait to play pick and roll with Kristaps Porzingis. So if he's a good pick and roll player, which I guess you haven't seen that much, then he might fit going forward, because, you know, that's what Hornacek likes to run. He likes to run, you know, pick and roll and pick and pop and have guys, you know, have shooters all over the floor. I mean, we have to see how this is all going to play out, and eventually, hopefully, we'll get answers. But I hear you. I mean, you know, I think most people want a Dennis Smith or Malik Monk. But you got to give this kid a chance.
Yes.
And
yes.
See what he can do.
I mean, he fits the modern NBA. Forget about the triangle for a second. You know, the length that he has, the ability to defend, playing pick and roll basketball. Like, forget about the triangle. That's today's NBA, and it works. If the guy can play, he can play.
That's it.
Do you sense what the Knicks are going to do in free agency? I mean, obviously, Steve Mills is going to run the show. There are some intriguing point guards out there if they want to go after Jrue Holiday or Jeff Teague. But do you sense what the Knicks' strategy is going to be starting July 1st?
Well, you know, it changes, because I'm going to go back to what we were saying before. I think everything was, this guy's a triangle point guard or this guy's a triangle player. Now you got to look for, you know, guys who, you know, who can help you win. And I think that's the key here. They still need a point guard. I mean, you're mentioning names. Teague is a name. I don't think Derrick Rose is out of the question. I know Steve Mills has a good relationship with Derrick Rose.
He's got to go. Come on.
He's also not going to call. He shouldn't cost that much money, but coming off his, fourth knee surgery?
Please, let this guy go. Get him out.
Yeah, you don't know if they're going to get into talks with Ricky Rubio. I think Jrue Holiday might be out of their price range right now. I mean, a lot is going to depend on, obviously, what happens with Carmelo Anthony. I never thought buying him out made sense. I mean, maybe later in the season, if you can't make any trade for him, you got to get something back for your best player. Mm. You know, you got to get something. A draft pick, an expiring contract, a young guy that you maybe can develop into something. So I think a lot of things are going to weigh into all of
this. Let me ask you about Melo. We're talking to Frank Iannazzone, who does a great job covering the Knicks for Newsday. Let me ask you about Melo. I'm all for Melo staying here, to be very honest with you, Frank. I'm thinking of Kilatina here. Al, I, to be very honest with you, you know, I'm all for Melo staying, but let's say he does stay. Could he be convinced by the new president, GM, or Hornacek, and we'll get to Hornacek in a second, if he's even going to be here, who knows, that, hey, look, you know what, Melo, we want you here, we need you here, but you have to kind of change your role now a little bit. We're going to gear it now more to Porzingis, more to Tilakina, more to the younger guys. Can he do that? Would he do that?
Yeah, Joe, that's a good question. I don't think he would do that here.
Really?
I think he would do that somewhere else.
Wow. Okay.
You know, if he goes to play with Cleveland, let's just say, he knows it's LeBron's show. If he goes to now, if you know the Rockets have come up, if he goes to play with Harden and Chris Paul, he's got to give up the ball and he's got to give up shots. I don't know if at this stage of his career, where he still thinks he's a top player in the league, he's still averaging 23 points a game, he's going to give up shots. More shots to Porzingis and Hernan Gomez and some of these others.
Right, right.
I just don't know. I can't see it. I mean, knowing Carmelo, he still believes he's an all-star caliber player. And then, you know, that's a tough transition that guys have to go through. I know Dwayne Wade went through it, where he eventually had to, you know, give up the ball and give up the team to LeBron. But that was LeBron James. I don't know if Carmelo's going to do that with Kristaps Porzingis. I think that, you know, Carmelo would still be the focal point if he's here.
Does it help, though, that it seems like those two guys have a pretty good relationship?
Seems that way.
KP and Melo?
Oh, sure. Sure, yeah. They definitely have a good relationship. But I also think that, you know, Porzingis and the Porzingis camp want to see Kristaps develop a little more. They want to see the offense run through him.
Which it should.
And that's why we're in this position here where we're talking about Carmelo's future. I think that's, you know, you can kill Phil, which we have, for everything he's done, but two things he's done right, at least in my opinion, Porzingis and Hernan Gomez.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like, you know, nice front court building block. You know, you'd like to see them play better defensively, but offensively, they're pretty good players.
He hasn't traded any draft picks. That's also another thing he did good.
Right, right. And, you know, with Carmelo here and with Derrick Rose here, that shot's taken away from Kristaps Porzingis. That's less development for Kristaps Porzingis. You know, I think with the change now where they play less triangle, you know, maybe there's more of an opportunity here for other guys to play the style they're more comfortable with. I mean, I know during the season, Kristaps talked about how he loved the triangle, but, you know, he was frustrated with things. He was talking about how there was no plan and there was confusion all the time. I mean, eventually, that needs to be gone. And again, I think that's one of the reasons Phil is not here, because when you think of what he did last year, I mean, he came in and Hornacek was supposed to play the way he wanted to play with triangle, quote-unquote, aspects or whatever. Then it was, all right, it's not working. Let's play triangle all the time. And Hornacek never coached the triangle, never played the triangle, really. Now you have him, you know, coaching the team and trying to teach everybody to play the triangle. And it's hard for the players to adapt, and it's hard for the players to look at Hornacek and think that, you know, he has their best interest in mind, because he's just following what Phil tells him to do.
All right. With that said, is Hornacek absolutely back, do you think, with whoever's going to be the new president? I mean, I'm kind of mixed on that, because I feel he had no shot last year with Phil hanging over his head and forcing him to play the triangle. You know, but if they brought another guy in that would excite me, I wouldn't be against that either. But I mean, how do you see the coaching situation playing out?
Well, you know, unless something happens right away, I think you have to let this guy be the coach, because of what we talked, he really didn't get a shot. We don't know if he can coach. And if you look at what happened to him in Phoenix, his first year, he did a hell of a job, you know, and if he was in the Eastern Conference, he probably would have been a 4 seed with 44, 45 wins or whatever he wound up with that year, playing small and you know, fast and everything they did. And then they tore down that team. Then he comes here and, you know, they have their own issues with the Derrick Rose situation, Joakim Noah's health, and then the whole, you know, let's go play the triangle thing. So I think Jeff deserves a chance. I think he should get a chance. But, of course, Joe, and you guys know this, if they bring in somebody else, that guy's going to want to bring in his own guy. So I think, you know, Jeff realizes that, and I think everybody realizes that. That's why everybody's, you know, right now it's day-to-day, week-to-week, and just see what happens. I mean, the most important thing is free agency starts, you know, 2-3 days from now, and the Knicks have to start putting together a team, and they definitely need a veteran point guard. Because right now you have just Frank Ntilikina, who's 18 years old.
Yeah, I mean, the timing of it is, I think, the only negative, that they're probably not hiring a team president or GM in the next 48 hours. So the longer it doesn't happen, the more Steve Mills is making those decisions you're talking about, like free agency, and the more likely it is that Jeff Hornacek comes back. Because it's doubtful you're changing coaches in September or October.
Right, I agree with that, but you never know. You know, let's remember that the Knicks came off a 54-win season, and Glenn Grunwald was let go 4 days before training camp. You know, Phil, this situation with Phil Jackson happened pretty quickly. I think most people, you know, most fans that I've heard from say they wish it happened last week before their draft, you know. So maybe they wouldn't have drafted this player. But, again, I agree with Evan in Ntilikina. He's 6'5", and he defends multiple positions, so he might be a good NBA player down the road. The timing is never going to be right. This is something that should have happened earlier, but what are you going to do? Now you have to adjust. You have to see what's out there, you know, and you have to see if the Knicks become more attractive now that you know, Phil Jackson, who we all thought one of the most decorated, you know, coaches ever, 11 championship rings, would bring that to the Knicks and would be able to recruit free agents, and obviously that never happened.
Is Melo back with the team next year?
I don't think so. I maintain that they're going in a different direction. And if he is back with the team, it's because he wants to stay close to his son. You know, I know his wife or estranged wife went on the Wendy Williams show. I know you guys were watching yesterday.
Yeah. We're always locked in.
My wife watches Wendy. I'll say that.
And she talked about how he wanted to be, you know, close to his son. So right away you start thinking of teams like the Celtics and the Wizards, and obviously he has ties down in Washington because he's from Baltimore. But you know, I still contend, and I will always say this: he wants to play with Chris Paul. He wants to play with LeBron. They all want to play together.
Well, they're all going to be free agents at the end of this season, especially if Melo opts out. So where does the banana boat, because they were all on the banana boat together, right? It was all those guys.
Yes.
Where does the reunion take?
Well, no, Melo wasn't on the banana boat. He was there for part of the vacation, but
gotcha.
I think the banana boat was Paul, Wade, and LeBron.
Okay, so technically it's those three, but Melo's like the chaperone, if you will.
Yes,
where do all four of play next year? Because they're all going to get together somewhere, right? Isn't that the plan?
I always thought, before LeBron left for Cleveland, I always thought it was Miami, and then my second option was L.A. Because I think they all have places in L.A. They live in L.A. Mm. They want, you know, even Melo at the time, when that story came out, said, yeah, it's later on in our career, and it'll be in a warm place. So that's why those are the first two places I thought.
Great.
But I said, if they get David Griffin, you know they're going to get LeBron next year, and maybe they'll pick up J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert.
I don't want J.R. Smith and
if you get LeBron, you'll take whatever.
Yeah.
All right,
I really don't want those guys, though.
You get LeBron, you will take anything.
Yeah.
So that'll be it. That'll be the greatest day for you.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. We know that. Well, how soon till we see the new president? Well, give me a timetable. Opening day, right? Got to be before training camp, right?
Listen, let me think when I'm going on vacation, because it's going to happen either the day before or the day of.
Okay, because then you're going to have to come back and write about it.
That's how this stuff works. We always look at it, how it's going to impact us.
Of course.
I would say several weeks. I mean, You have to interview people. You have to see, you know, who's interested. And people are going to be interested because of, number one, that it's in New York, and number two, they paid $12 million a year to Phil Jackson, who had no experience.
I don't want to give up any draft choices for a general manager, to be honest. I don't.
I hear you. They shouldn't, because let's be honest. They could be bad again next year.
They're going to be in the lottery. There's no doubt they're going to have a lottery.
Right, and they have their own pick.
Right.
Yep.
No, I know.
Great talking to you, Al. We always appreciate it.
Al, all the love, Al.
All right, guys.
Al, see you. Iana Zone of Newsday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.